Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, May 14th. One mother in Grand Junction got more than she bargained for on Mother's Day. A 5-year-old girl was attacked by a bear early Sunday morning before being saved by her mother. According to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, the girl, who was not identified, was mauled by a black bear outside of her East Orchard Mesa home, but was in good condition, thanks to the actions of her mother. The child went outside of her house around 2:30 a.m. on Mother's Day after hearing sounds of an animal that she thought might be her dog. The girl's mother heard screaming shortly afterward. A large black bear was dragging the 5-year-old when the mother began screaming at it. The bear dropped the girl and left the scene. As of Sunday evening, Colorado Parks and Wildlife officers had not located the bear. Traps were set for the animal in the East Orchard Mesa area, and the officers were prepared to kill the bear once it was found. The child was hospitalized at St. Mary's Medical Center with extensive soft tissue injuries. She underwent surgery and needed 77 stitches, but was in good spirits as of Sunday evening. Colorado lawmakers wrapped up their annual legislative session on Wednesday. Even though the time was marked by sexual harassment allegations, lawmakers and the governor said it was one of the most successful sessions in history. In our weekly Capitol conversation, Benta Berkland spoke with fellow State House reporters about some of the bigger bills that passed.
Here today with us, we have Brian Eason with the Associated Press and Ed Seelover with the Denver Business Journal. Brian, early on, you were covering reforms to public employee pensions. They got it done in the very final moments of the session. You predicted it all along.
The cost of waiting is really expensive. That's why we're where we are today. In 2010, they passed this massive reform bill, but the higher contributions were phased in over so long, they've just now fully kicked in. Well, now we're $32 billion in the hole. At the last minute, once it got out of conference committee, the largest state teachers union came out against the bill because it raised the retirement age too much for their liking, and they wanted a little bit more taxpayer money involved in the deal. So there was some concern right at the end that this whole thing was going to fall apart. You had Democrats in a late-night caucus debating whether they were going to vote for this. Some people were saying, well, let's just push this to a special session. That's what got everyone on board, was the chance that if they didn't act now, things would be even worse in the future.
And just really quick, three big changes to PARA.
Retirees, their cost of living raises are going to drop from 2% a year to 1.5% a year. Employees are going to have to contribute 2% more of their paychecks in. The state's going to be giving $225 million per year until this unfunded liability is solved.
Ed, you were following one of the other huge items on the agenda, Senate Bill 1, transportation infrastructure funding. That came together also at the very end of the session.
Both that case and the case of PARA, I think the House Democrats had what I would call a mid-session awakening. They went into the session saying that maybe we pass PARA reform, maybe we can kick it to 2019. They went into transportation negotiations saying absolutely no bonding. At the end of the session, they said there's an urgency to pass PARA reform, and they said, you know what, we need to do bonding. And I think it was listening to the needs of the people out there. What went into the Senate Bill 1 deal is this. There will be $645 million in one-time money over the next 2 years going to roads and transit that hadn't gone there before. There will be $50 million a year for the next 20 years going toward transportation. And there also will be a bonding initiative on the 2019 ballot that will ask voters to approve $2.3 billion in bonds to go toward major transportation projects. Think I-25 north of Denver, think I-70 through the mountains. Unless there is a major transportation initiative passed by one of two outside groups on the 2018 ballot. Is this everything that business groups and Republicans wanted? No, it isn't. But it's still the biggest amount of money that's ever gone to transportation coming out of the legislature. So it was a major deal in that sense.
What other major things happened?
A bill dealing with full-strength beer sales at grocery and convenience stores, which began on January 1st, passed at the last day of the session after a big dust-up. And then you also saw a couple of things that had been in the works for several years get done. Earlier in the session, the legislature put $100 million more over the next 5 years to rural broadband funding, also funded again the Colorado Energy Office, which had essentially lost all of its state backing in a last-second fight in 2017.
And Brian, the first part of the session, we were dealing with sexual harassment allegations, actually all session, and someone was expelled for the first time in 103 years. We're also going into an election year. It was an historic session, and a lot still seemed to get done.
There were the usual slate of messaging bills. There was a lot of stuff, partisan stuff that died on both sides. You saw Democrats pushing for more social programs. You saw Republicans pushing to cut taxes and cut regulations. But at the end of the day, I think there was so much new revenue this year, and there was so much pressure to get something done on the big issues, transportation, the pension, education, that there still was that room for legislators to get something done, even in that partisan environment.
Thanks, Brian Eason with the Associated Press and Ed Seelover with the Denver Business Journal. I'm Penta Berkland, and this is Capital Conversation.
Recent high school graduates in Colorado will face a daunting challenge if they want to go on to college. A new report indicates that over 40% of high school seniors are unprepared to pay for college. Eric Galatis has the story.
As another school year draws to a close, a new report shows a majority of high school juniors and nearly 40% of seniors say they are unprepared for managing and paying the cost of college. Kim McGrigg with Junior Achievement's Rocky Mountain chapter says parents and teens are not having critical conversations about the true costs of college, and many young adults only begin to realize the size and burden of repaying their student loans when they enter the workforce.
We have an opportunity to educate our students today about what the cost of college will be and what that looks like for their long-term future. And kids are saying that they're interested in learning about that. So it's really just a matter of connecting those dots.
The survey, commissioned by Junior Achievement USA, found most high school students believe they haven't done enough research on how to pay for college, and a significant majority have only talked to their parents once, if at all, about the issue. For this year's class of 2018, the average cost for private college was $35,000 a year, and more than $25,000 for out-of-state residents attending public schools. McGrigg says attending a four-year college is the right choice for many students, but there are other paths kids can take to be successful. She points to the current shortage of skilled trade workers for jobs that require two-year degrees or specialty training. McGrigg says the Junior Achievement website offers a personality quiz that can help match students with potential careers. Some 44 million Americans currently owe nearly $1.5 trillion in student loans. That's $620 billion more than all U.S. credit card debt. The average student debt in 2017 was more than $39,000. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And that was your regional newscast for Monday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.